It's Monday, December 31st, 2018. My name is Tim Albright, and this is the Daily Download.
Support for AV Nation is brought to you by
Peerless AV, driving technology through innovation.
Today's Daily Download comes from AV Week 369. I am joined by Corey Schaefer, Bradford Benn, and Manny Almagro talking about the future of video over Ethernet. Bradford Benn starts off talking about what the potential killer app that could set SDVOE apart would look like.
So there are a bunch of things. Obviously, we can start at the simple level of IP-based security and video over IP for that. There's video over IP for web conferencing, but obviously that's not what SDVOE is 100% aimed at. They're more aimed at the high-resolution, high-performance video, especially by partnering with Christie, of things such as large-format displays, showing cinema, such as doing amazing digital signage, the ability to put a projector in one location and have your media farm in another more secure location, I think is one of the killer apps. I think the ability to start adding in processing while in transit will be a big thing. I know a lot of the projector companies are working on stuff like that. I think the big killer app is how much it simplifies the network infrastructure and the facility infrastructure for it. The interesting thing is to find the big killer app for it. I don't think it's going to be a piece of software. I think it's going to be an application like a sports book, like a hotel room, like a large campus or such as a college campus where you can distribute everything from one central media center, I think is the killer application. Because from a management standpoint, you know, I kind of joke about it. All of this technology is designed to make sure I stay in air conditioning at all times and not have to leave my desk. And to me, that's the killer app that SDVOE and pretty much any IP transit is good for nowadays. You know, if I'm at a casino or a sports venue or a college campus or a house of worship campus, take any large area, and I don't have to go out and troubleshoot video or reroute video or make a patch. I can do it all via the network. I think that's the killer app. I think being able to have a return confidence feed is going to be the ultimate thing that makes this go over the top.
Thank you for listening to today's Daily Download. If you like this podcast, make sure you subscribe and comment on iTunes, and also check out all the other fine programming we have here at AV Nation at avnation.tv, avnation.tv.
The network for the AV industry. What are you listening to?
This is AV.
This is AV Nation.
This is AV Nation.